Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Raven Podcast with your hosts Michelle Ampillo and Mandy M. Roth, where they'll talk a little about everything and a lot about nothing.
Hi, and welcome back to the Raven. This is Michelle Pillow, and with me, as always, is Mandy Roth.
Hello.
And thank you for joining us. And today we've got an exciting show. Friend of the Raven author Melissa Alvarez, a.k.a. Ariana Dupree, is joining us to discuss her new book that just came out this last month. And if we can twist her arm hard enough, she'll do some free psychic readings on the air.
Yes, she's been with us a couple times now on some various shows, and she is great to have on. She's such a good sport with everything, and I don't know, we just love having her on. Plus, she's the one who turned us on to Blog Talk, so it's like always nice to pay tribute to that. So. But, yeah, I mean, that's about it. We also have, you know, we're having a bit of technical issues with our chat. It is requiring you log in. It is a free service, so you just have to log in and get a username, and then you can, you know, come in and type a question for Melissa or something in there, and we can ask her live on the air, and also you can call in. And the call-in number is 646-595-3998. It's a New York number, so long-distance charge supply. And I think I got that done now. Okay. Michelle.
Yes.
On to you.
Oh, okay. I was trying to give the chat people the number because the chat wasn't working. Typing, sorry.
Yeah. You know, we can't have a show without a technical difficulty. We've come to embrace that fact and almost welcome it. But
well, before we introduce Melissa, I know that we had one of our first questions since we've opened up First Open Mic come in.
Yes.
And Mandy's probably wasn't going to read it, but I'm going to. And it says, "Hi, Mandy. I have a question for your radio podcast. What products do you use in your hair, and where do you buy them from? I have curly hair, too, and when I met you at Romantic Times, I saw you had it, too. Christy."
Yeah, I'm sorry to laugh.
I love it because your hair is gorgeous. And you're like, why would anybody want to know? And I'm like, who wouldn't want to know?
I feel like I have the lead singer of Cinderella's hair, or that I'm a black-haired version of Dee Snider from Twisted Sister, so it always shocks me when anyone comes.
Yeah, and see, it's so soft and pretty and shiny, you just have to pet it, and she always gets mad at me because I do.
And I have to say, I was really, like, I find it really funny that this was our very first open mic question. I was expecting, like, are you guys sisters? Do you guys
Yeah, the normal questions.
What about your hair? I guess I should answer the question quickly then, huh?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, I feel like I'm doing infomercials.
I wanted to, but you need to tell me about the last time you cut your hair.
Oh, my God.
And why?
Why don't we talk about the fact that my husband never notices I cut my hair? I took about 6 inches off the last time because I sat down. Okay, grosser than gross scenario, so if you're going to eat your lunch, set it down a moment. I sat down on the toilet, and I'm just like, okay, I got to pee. Forget this. And I go to stand up, and my hair is stuck in, like, the little bolt thing for the toilet seat. And then I began to, like, screech because I'm thinking, oh, my God, my hair has been touching the toilet bag for how long now? Eh. So I ran and got those big scissors you use to cut material and just cut off 6 inches. And then my husband came home, and he never noticed. Hello, 6 inches. Never noticed.
Yeah, but your hair was really, really long to begin with, and how often do you wear it up?
True. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but quickly, yeah, I feel like I'm doing an infomercial here, and I swear to God, I'm getting no kickbacks for this. I use Matrix Vivoom Forming Gel, and that's after, you know, wash and condition it. Stick the forming gel in, and then I take the Bedhead, I think it's Ego Boost Split End Repair, and put that on, like, halfway down. And it's a leave-in conditioner thing, and it makes it really nice so that, you know, you don't get that frizzy look. And then if I'm doing anything special and it needs to stay in place, generally I just leave it like that. I use the Bedhead Masterpiece hairspray, shining hairspray. Word to the wise, one squirt goes a long way. You put any more than that on your hair, and you're going to be fighting in the shower for like 3 weeks to get the crap out.
Yeah,
but
I love that shine stuff, but it also makes you look like you haven't washed your hair for a long time if you use too much.
Yeah, if you use too much,
I did that once before work. It was nasty.
Yeah, I just
like, I swear I may.
To wash it again. I'm like, I'm stuck together. Oh, my God. Yeah. So there we have our, you know, our non-kickback infomercial on my hair. And if we never have to talk about that again, it will be too soon. Okay. So we should probably extend a great big welcome to Melissa for joining us again today. And she is waiting patiently for us to get done talking about hair, which Wow, I never thought we'd have such a girly girl moment on here.
Thank you, Christy, for sending the question in. And
yes,
if anybody else has
you.
Questions for Mandy, I will make sure she answers
them. I actually did respond and sent the direct links to her laughing about how this was our first question. It was cracking me up. And, you know, she was very nice with the response. So I'm thank you so much. But good luck, and let me know how you like this.
Okay. Well, I'm waiting for somebody to ask me how I got my lovely tan.
When we talk about how you got, you know, we're going to have to close the show with you and the pink hair. We've got to close the show with that.
Maybe that's why nobody asked me for hair advice. We heard about your pink hair, Michelle. No.
It's rather unfortunate. We felt bad. We don't want to.
You poor thing. Anyway, on to Melissa. Sorry, Melissa. Didn't mean to cut you off.
That's okay. No, we're fine.
I was like, did you run away?
No, I'm here. I was
hung up on us hours ago.
Yeah,
I was trying not to laugh because I have the same kind of hair as you. And I use the same products.
Oh, do you?
Yep.
It's a great combination, isn't
it's
it?
It's the only thing that will keep it controlled and keep the curls calmed down. Otherwise, I look like I just stuck my finger in an electrical socket.
Yeah.
It just
goes
everywhere.
Totally. Yeah. It is. And it was really hard to find, like, a good combination that worked. I remember all through high school fighting where one year my hair would look really great, and the next year I'd look like Janis Joplin. With, I mean, nothing against Janis, but she definitely had that, you know, poofy,
definitely.
I brushed out my curl look, so...
Definitely. Or I used to try to pull all the curls out with the blow dryer. Oh, man, talk about frying your hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had my mom, who was a instructor for cosmetology, I had her straighten my hair with, like, the perming solution where you just continue to brush. And forget about it, I mean.
How long did it last, a week?
Yeah, a little bit. And then all of a sudden the sides of my ears are all kinked up and curly.
Now, I did the same thing, and it lasted a week, and then all the curls came back.
Yep, yep. Look at that, people. We can talk hair for an hour, see?
Yeah, we can.
Then there's Michelle, who I hate, who has that stick straight, pretty blonde hair.
Uh-huh.
I literally wanted to shave her head in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God.
Is that what you were doing, standing above me, breathing heavily?
Well, that among other things.
And well, Michelle, I can't wait to hear the pink hair story, because I had my hair purple once before, too. So
you got to hear this. It's so funny.
Well, okay, basically what happened was I was going, you know, through a young teenage phase, and we were, well, I mean, I guess an older teenage phase. And we had been young adult phase. I was 21.
Yeah.
And we had been drinking. And, because, you know, this is America, so I was 21. And it sounded like a good idea we had, like, these manic panic semi-permanent, or not semi-permanent, temporary hair dye.
Uh-huh.
And it was supposed to be blood red, and I am light blonde. And I thought, well, cool, you know, blood red, temporary, it'll wash right out. So I did this, and it was never blood red. It ended up kind of a Raggedy Ann hot pink.
Oh, wow.
And being a light blonde, it didn't, it actually
stained
my hair.
Out.
So, yeah, so I ended up, like, Easter egg pink by the time that it was over. And around that same time, I was having problems with my job, and so I had to, like, find a new job quick. And, so I had pink hair and, you know, try applying at places as a young adult with pink hair.
Oh, wow.
It just got worse, too, because, I mean, that was bad enough. It was supposed to be temporary, you know, and you're kind of looking in the mirror the next morning going, what the heck happened?
Well, did you try to bleach the pink out?
Oh, no,
I
went, it's better.
I was young and stupid, and I went to the salon, and I asked them, I'm like, I need to fix this. No, I don't care what it costs. I have to get it fixed. I have to find a new job, you know. And I can't go around to interviews like this. And they had said, you know, and the beautician at the time, and I want to find her and kick her ass pretty much. she basically told me the only way to get rid of it was to cover it with black. And if anybody's ever seen my picture, I mean, I am from, like, Swedish descent.
And it's so painfully obvious when you look at her. And she's got this, it's very, very beautiful skin. It's just very, 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 very light.
His porcelain skin.
Yes, she does.
Yes,
she does.
Exactly.
She has that kind of skin.
Yeah.
So imagine, you know, and she wasn't going for the goth effect, but
yeah, blue eyes, blonde hair, no, you know, naturally, and probably maybe not so naturally now because I've been doing things to it for so long since then. But I ended up with. She told me the only thing that could cover it was black, and so I'm like, great. And she was like, well, you know, and she didn't have time for me that day. And I'm like, you know, frustrated. And I'm like, I've got to get this done. Couldn't get in anywhere. So I went ahead and bought a box of black hair dye.
Oh, no.
And there is nothing funnier than watching black hair grow out with blonde roots.
Oh, my God.
Had the Berlin look, the take my breath away chick.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah, so, and, you know, only later did I find out that they have, like, you know, bleaches and lift products and,
yeah,
you know, like, to get the color out of hair, you know, or that I could have gone maybe a light brown,
mm-hmm.
that I didn't have to go jet black.
Wow.
Yes,
yeah,
but I'm
so
proud
that,
of you
that's
having
my
that moment.
Story.
You came the way of the dark side.
Yeah, I'll have to see if I can find a picture and post it on my blog for everybody.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, I might start getting, like, vampire date invites, though.
That's true, you might.
Again.
Don't take mine. You leave my dates alone.
You should go black again, Michelle Rare.
You keep the Spens. I'll take the vampires, Scott.
The undead look. The undead look is in, yeah.
Exactly. That's it now. Oh, my gosh. Look, we digress, and, like, it doesn't take us any time at all. I am so proud of us. Melissa,
yes.
I want to talk a little bit about your new release. We had
okay.
you on. We talked with Eden and everyone who was in it. I want to talk a little bit more about it.
Okay.
It's
Beneath a Christmas Moon, and it's three authors, Eden Robbins, Karen McCullough, and myself. I write as Ariana Dupree. And the book, the anthology, is set at Christmas time. Both of their stories are set, you know, in the wintertime in the snow. But because I live in South Florida, I decided to set my story down here because, you know, we have the holidays down here, too. It might not always feel like them because it's 80 degrees, but, you know, it still happens. So my story is about a girl who is she kind of balks at her own psychic abilities, and she's moved into a new condo. She bought a condo, and she thought she left all the paranormal stuff behind her when she moved in there, only to find out that the place is haunted. So now she really has to focus on learning about her abilities and accepting them in order to help a spirit move into the light. But there's somebody stalking her in the meantime. So it's pretty much romantic suspense down on South Beach. So
a Christmas she'll never forget.
Exactly.
I have a question for you that I'm
okay.
curious about. If you had to choose between, like, being a writer or being a psychic, which would you choose? Because, I mean, you sound equally passionate about both.
It would be very difficult. But if I had to choose one, I think I would be a psychic. Just because there's no way I can avoid that. It's actually no way I can avoid writing either because I love it so much, and it's something that I've always done and I think I would always have to do. But with psychic abilities, I feel that they're given to me as a gift. And I use these abilities to try to help other people solve their problems or find solutions to their problems or to pass along information that I may receive, you know, from their guides or from, you know, loved ones that have passed. And that, to me, just the feeling when I get emails back from people and said, you don't know how this touched me, you don't know how much this helped me, that's what keeps me doing readings. And I think in the long run, that's more important than writing a book and selling it. So I would have to choose being a psychic over being a writer if I had to choose. But good thing I don't.
Yeah, luckily you don't have to choose.
Now, your latest story, you have the kind of like evolution of her learning to deal with her gifts in that.
Yes.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Was it similar for you in that sense? I mean, does this mirror your life in any way?
Exactly. In each of the books that I write, I may pull things from my experiences. Like with me, in this story, Tara is afraid of her abilities. Her mother is a psychic. Her grandmother is a psychic, and she just really, she doesn't want any part of it. She doesn't want to see spirits. She doesn't want to know what's going to happen. So she blocks it intentionally by counting. Like she counts in her head, and then sometimes she'll count out loud. But that's the only trick that she could come up with when she was younger that would keep everything away because she was afraid of it. Even though, you know, her mother and grandmother tried to get her to accept it, she was just afraid. She didn't know how to react to things. And with me, you know, I didn't find out until I was grown that, you know, this also runs in my family, you know, long after the fact. they're like, oh, well, you know your aunt, and you know, and I'm like, well, why didn't you tell me this a long time ago? Because it would have been much easier.
Yeah.
You know, so I found that out really late. And I really didn't have anyone that mentored me, someone who would say, okay, well, this is normal. This is, you know, something that I experienced too. And that's one of the reasons that I do mentoring. That's one of the reasons I do free things like this, to help explain it. And it's also one of the reasons that I put it in my writing. Now, with Tara and with myself, I was afraid. I didn't know what the hell was going on. Oh, sorry, can I say that?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, we're
sorry.
We're
are you kidding?
Go ahead.
I've got the mouth of a trucker.
Yeah, I think I said ass. I was going to kick somebody's ass. Yeah, you're good.
Okay, all right. Well, I didn't know what was going on, and so I was afraid to pursue it. And finally, when I got a little bit past that fear, I started saying, okay, this is not going to go away. I have to research it. I have to understand why this is happening to me. Well, with Tara in the story, she has to do the same thing. She has to understand why she has these abilities and then accept that if she uses them, she can help the spirit that is around her. So it is, but in a way it's not, you know, always about what I've experienced.
Now, is that why you sort of write a lot of psychic fiction, or is it just because you're very familiar with it?
I write about it because I think that when someone is psychic and then they can put those characteristics into their characters, that it helps other people understand a little more what it's really like to be psychic. There's a lot of people out there that, you know, may not give true psychics a good name. They're fraudulent or whatever in their practices. But, like, for instance, with in Talgorian Prophecy, which is coming out in on Valentine's Day, there's a scene in there where I have the character use remote viewing, which is an ability that I have, but I have it, it's in such detail that you kind of understand, oh, this is how this works. And I've had people who have read that section say, you know, I didn't understand that that's what I was doing till I read that. And to me, that helps people learn about themselves and their own abilities, and it presents it in a true-to-life form.
You know, less the Hollywood version. Yeah, I like that a
exactly.
lot. Exactly. I like that. Everybody out there, if you want to call in and ask Melissa any questions, she has generously offered to do readings again today for us, which we absolutely love. She's a gem. The call-in number is 646-595-3998, 646-595-3998, and that's a New York number. Long-distance charges apply. You can also follow the Little Bread Trails on ravenhappyhour.com, and it will get you to the live chat window. You'll have to spend about a minute signing up for the chat. It's free. We apologize for that. It was new to us when we clicked on today, and we thought, why the hell not, right? Why wouldn't they do that? Anyways, you can go ahead and type your questions in there, and I believe we actually have one already. Michelle, did you want to go ahead and read that to her?
Sure. Perilous03, that's the chat login name,
mm-hmm.
Her question is, will she get into any trouble in May?
Okay, I have the chat window open, too, so I can see you.
Oh, great, great.
So
make it
help
easier.
You guys out a little bit. The second night you get there, watch how much you drink.
Ooh.
Because if you drink too much, you will get into trouble.
Sounds like a party.
Wait,
yeah. Where's our invitation?
Huh?
Where's our invitation today?
Exactly.
I don't know. That's just what I saw.
Where are we going in May?
I see, like, a party and dancing, and as long as you don't imbibe too much, you'll be fine. But if you...
Okay, she's flipping out now. You know, if you're a he and we accidentally call you a she, we're not trying to be sexist. We just assume women are drawn to us more. We don't know why. We are guy magnets. I can't help it.
Mandy locks all the guys in the dungeon, so probably just call yourself the she anyway.
Yeah, just run with it, baby.
Run away.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, let's see. Yes, I already gave the number, right? And if I do click you off when you call right back because, well, I'm still getting a handle on the whole switchboard button thing. They put two buttons for, like, unmuting and hanging up a little too close together for me.
Oh, no.
And I guess when I'm busy talking and listening and paying attention, I'm not quite paying full attention to the switchboard. I need two of me. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So let's see. Now, I had a couple questions about different things and you know,
okay.
Do you use anything In addition to your natural gifts, do you use anything to help amplify or, I mean, I don't even know how.
You mean like tarot cards or card decks or anything? I don't have to have those. The way my abilities work is I tend to see the impressions. You know, somebody can ask me a question, I see a scene in my head, just like the question about any trouble in May. What I see is, you know, a party dancing, you know, the lights, it's like a darkened room and there's lights and there's a bunch of people around, milling around, and then I single out on that one person who is, I guess, this person that wrote, and I see, you know, drinking, okay, but then I see drink, 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 and laughter, and then next thing you know, she's in trouble. So, I don't really need the cards. Now, some people like to, you know, to have tarot card readings.
Right.
So I do use them to do readings, but the way I do those readings is I'll do the spread of the cards, I'll explain those, you know, to the person, and then I'll tell them what each card means, but then I give them a very detailed clairvoyant reading about what this layout means.
Mm-hmm.
So while I can use them, you know, I do use those, and I use runes sometimes, but I don't have to have those to read for someone.
Yeah. Now, I have known people in the past who have used, like, I think it's water divinations and things like that,
mm-hmm.
or, like, the water in the bowl, and, you know, cause, and then they pulled it out, I gave them the, there's, like, a crystal ball thing look, and I got to say, I was thoroughly impressed with what they could do, I have to say, and I always wondered if everybody had, like, a secondary thing they you know, kind of relied on or liked to, you know, venture into, or if it was just always a straight, what's in my mind is in my mind, and there you go. So.
Well, what's in my mind is what is in my mind.
Yeah, exactly.
And, no, you know, it's like I really don't have a lot of control over what happens. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, there's been times, you know, you talk about the water divination. There's been times that I've just been doing something totally normal. And then I'll see something, like, here's an instance. I grew up on a farm with a creek, with rocks in the creek. And just one day, I was down there, and I don't even know what I was doing down there, but I looked down, and there were rocks in the creek bottom, and all of a sudden, those rocks meant something. It's like I could tell from the way those rocks were laid that they meant something to me on a clairvoyant level. And I knew, I don't remember what the message was now, but I knew that because the rocks were that way, that meant such and such was going to happen. Which is, like, totally random. You know, whoever thought that, you know, rocks laying that way could mean something.
Right.
But, you know, and it's like with people reading tea leaves. When tea leaves lay in a certain position, they mean different things. Same thing I heard of somebody who does seashells. You know, I mean, it just depends on what is comfortable with you. You know, I have things happen a lot of times, like birds will come to my window here. That's a message, the type of bird means something to somebody I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, look, there's a such and such out there. And, oh, my God, that's a sign for me because that's a bird that I relate with.
Right.
You know, so it's, oh, well, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I totally am following.
I'm running out of steam here.
Okay,
I was like,
Pelly,
I forgot what
like
I was talking about.
Pelly would like to know in the chat room, do you see a motorcycle trip for me in the spring/summer of 2008?
It's going to be delayed. The first thing I'm seeing is it's going to get planned, but it's going to be a delay with it for about 2 weeks, and it may even be put off for a couple of months. So expect a delay around that. But I do see you going on a trip. It just might not be on a motorcycle.
Excellent.
We also have a comment from Perilous who said that she was taking a trip to California to visit her family. So
oh, okay.
Cool.
That's cool. Well,
yeah,
when you guys
for a while,
go out, just
yeah. So I found that was kind of an interesting comment that she had added to that for the first reading you did. We also have Lila Brown, who is asking. She's taken on a new part-time job, and how do you see that working out for her?
It'll be fine. She's going to get bored with that job easily. Just keep your focus on it. And don't let other people that are around you influence you too much when it comes to that position. Just understand that this is a position that's going to lead you to something else. Okay? So it's part-time, but it's going to lead to something more.
Okay, now I want to go ahead and give the number real quick again.
Okay.
The call-in number is 646-595-3998. New York number, long distance charges apply, and I swear to you people, I'm going to put that on the loop. Think so, I just have to hit a button. I swear.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we have other things there. I mean, I could, you know, play the harp again.
You notice I haven't been saying it, I've just been letting you.
I feel like a broken frickin' record.
I know, because usually you're like, Michelle, you want to give the number? No.
Not especially.
Okay, little IEMs, do you want to give the number? I've just been shut up today, so you can do it.
Bitch.
So, well, we do have some more questions in the chat. Lila would like to also know, she says her niece, who is 4, has been dreaming about her grandmother, who has passed away in November. And she knows what death is, and this is scaring her, so how can they help her?
Okay. Before I answer that, I see Tully ask what month for the motorcycle trip. That's March, late March to mid-April for the trip. Now, for Lila, okay, the best way to help her is you're going to have to do some explaining, because she's not going to understand. You're going to have to explain to her that sometimes when people pass on, because they love you so much, that they just come back to check on you. And sometimes you'll see them in your dreams. And if you also explain to her that because we miss people in our dreams, that sometimes we see them in our dreams. And just let her know that there's nothing that she should be afraid of with that. Children, a lot of times, you know, especially at 4 years old, you know, you got to explain it to them very simply. You know, and if she understands that she's just dreaming of her because she misses her, not because the grandmother is missing her, but because the girl herself, because she misses her, and that's why she's seeing in her dreams. That's not as scary as saying, oh, well, sometimes they come back in your dreams. So you want to present it to her in a manner where she's not afraid. I have small children, and, you know, when things like that happen, you really, when they're older, you can explain it to them so they understand what's happening on a spiritual level. But when they're that young, you really just want to suppress their fears, because otherwise, you know, you could tell her, you know, grandma's coming to visit you. But that's just going to only make her more afraid. Does that make sense?
That makes sense to me, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I am.
And I apologize if I'm losing my voice. It's like I've had this stupid cold and a leftover cough for a while now, and I finally went to the doctor yesterday. So hopefully by next week on my show, I'll be better.
Oh, my God. Now, I have one that's related to that, but there's also a question behind that. But I just wanted to ask it because it's related.
Okay.
Now, suppose you have a child. Mm-hmm. And they've, from day one, since they were able to speak, have, like, shown signs of, you know, obviously being in touch with something that you're not.
Uh-huh.
They don't seem to fear it. It seems to be part of it. Do you, you know, at first you find yourself doing the, oh, no, honey, there's really not anyone there. Go back to bed. You know, do you stop that? Do you encourage? How do you handle a child like that?
I'm not one that's very keen on saying there's nothing there, go back to bed, it's your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what was always said to me, and, you know, it didn't go away. It wasn't my imagination. And I knew that I was just being, you know, told that. Just, anyway, I don't think you should do it that way. I think that what I do with my kids, my oldest son, since he was a baby, he's seen angels. He's seen spirits. My middle son has seen fairies. You know, and you really have to approach each thing and each child differently. The middle one has never really had a lot of experiences except seeing a fairy. The other one, since he was little, he's, you know, seen people walking around. And with him, and because he wasn't afraid of it, I explained it. I said, well, this is why. This is what you see. And this is why you're seeing it, because you have abilities, and this is how you nurture that and not to be afraid of it. I always think it's better to be honest and truthful, but you also have to look at the age of the person, of the child, and what they're emotionally ready to handle. You know, if a 4-year-old is afraid, they're not going to be ready to handle the fact that grandma's coming to see her in a dream.
Right.
You understand? So it really just depends on the child and how you've chosen to raise your child.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Oh, you're fine. I'll take this moment. I was asked if I can't say I can't pronounce shit, I swear to God. And also, too, it's not helping. I don't have my glasses on either because I don't like wearing them when I talk on the phone. They press against it and hurt my temple. So I'm leaning way in, and I sort of got, if someone was here with me, they'd be like, look, she's 2 inches from her monitor. Do I have a book that I've written with a psychic theme or a book for anyone? Honestly, I can't think of any off the top of my head that are currently released by me. If I'm wrong and someone knows that, correct me. It becomes that you can't remember what's released yet and what's sitting in the queue to be released with the publisher still sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a big series that is currently titled Project X, and it is there are multiple books in it. There, what's last count, Michelle? I think I told you 13 that I was working on simultaneously because the events happen, you know, together, so each book has to overlap, so they're taking a little bit of time, and they do have a very psychic, you know, heavy theme to it versus my normal, you know.
I think a lot of them have, like, psychic elements to it, even though it wouldn't be full-blown,
right.
I mean, that you would shelve it under that section or anything.
Right.
But,
I'm definitely a Jill of all trades. I toss it all in there.
Yeah, I would say you have, like, with Daughter of Darkness, you have, like, a lot of books that have those type of themes to them and abilities.
I think Adam from Misfits in Middle America, I think I had him where he necessarily wasn't, you know, anything in particular that you could put your finger on, but he definitely had those tendencies which were helping him understand what was going on around him. But he didn't acknowledge them as what they were. Someone else told him, and he was like, bullshit. So I think that's it, and I apologize if I miss something. It's just sometimes you just forget. But okay,
well,
now.
Well, between what, how many books, 50 now?
I know, I think I have a little over 50. And I'm trying to, I need to, like, make a new subgenre on my website, okay, psychic book, so I can remember. I went over to look, I'm like, oh, it just says vampires, werewolves, and other shifters. That is not going to help right now. Oh, goodness. So we have another question in there. Michelle, do you want to go ahead and handle that one?
Paralish would like to know if she's going to have another baby and will it have the same father as her first son. Maybe we should pause real quick. I know, Melissa, there are some questions that you won't answer.
I won't read anybody without their permission. So I won't read, like, I won't look to see if it would be the same father as the first son. I can say, yes, she's going to have another baby, but I can't look to see who the father is, just because I don't think it's ethical to look, you know, for people, to look at people that don't know they're being read. And in order to give her the answer to that, I would have to read the father. I also don't do medical readings because I am not a doctor. I think I was one in a past life, but not in this lifetime, so I don't want to get in any trouble doing medical readings, so I don't do those. And even if you ask me to read your children, I won't read your children. That's why I was trying to word what I said about
exactly.
The four-year-old. And I know it probably sounded like I was hesitating because I was trying to word it in a way so that I wasn't reading the girl, but trying to give more so advice on how to handle that psychic element.
Right.
Because I'm not going to read her and say, okay, well, this is what she's really feeling.
Yeah.
Because that's just not right.
And
but those are the only things I don't do.
She also wanted to know if the baby would be anytime soon. I don't know
if she's done it. Okay, well, I need clarification. I need clarification on that. Or like when she's going to get pregnant?
It just says it will be anytime soon. the baby. It's kind of getting into medical, so I don't know.
No, I can answer that, because pregnancy is, like, one of my specialties for some reason. So, but just let me get a bead on this. 4.5 to 5 months is when she's going to find out she's pregnant.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
And I'd like to have Melissa do me a favor. Should you ever foresee another pregnancy in my future, could you tell me so I could totally abstain from sex? I just want to know ahead of time. Some warning would be great.
Okay, who asked me that, Michelle or Mandy? Because I can't tell those two apart. Who was it?
Well, hopefully you're telling us that, but that's just ditto for both.
Yeah, this is Mandy here. I'm the one who asked you.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't want to just say, just abstain. Just go ahead and abstain. Never have sex again. That'll work for me.
Okay, I won't answer that.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Can I have this one, Mandy?
You can have all of mine. They're gifts.
I just noticed on the chat room a wow effect there. So if you don't want to get pregnant, make sure you're taking precautions around that time. That's very key. So don't start taking precautions in 4.5 to 5 months. Start taking precautions now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you really don't want to get pregnant again, I do see another pregnancy there. So, you know, just be careful.
That's for her, right?
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes, here's the thing about psychic readings. Even though I see that right now, if she protects herself and she, oh, wait, I think I misunderstood. Okay. Well, she didn't think it would be too soon, but she's not sure. So, anyway, just as a general FYI, if she didn't want to get pregnant and I saw the pregnancy coming up, then the best thing to do is to take precautions, because the decisions that someone makes after they get a reading with me affects the path that I saw at that time.
Right.
So, if I didn't see a pregnancy and somebody really wanted to get pregnant, then they need to try harder. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, even though, I mean, a psychic cannot tell you exactly what's going to happen to you. No psychic is ever 100% right. And I tell that to people all the time. Now, when you're getting a reading, you should always take what you receive back from the psychic. Take what fits with you, and the rest just file it away for a later date. And then you can go back and look at it and see, okay, well, maybe this did happen. And your decisions will affect the outcome of the path that's seen for you. So if you want to change something, you always have free will, and you can always make decisions that will change the path that's been seen.
Excellent. Okay, listener call-in number again with this. Oh, wait. 646.
I sound like a frog over here.
646-595-3998. That's 646-595-3998. And we're on with Melissa for about another 22 minutes. So if you want to call, go ahead and get that in sooner rather than later, or you'll be, you know, out of luck. Anyways, let's see. I'm trying to follow along in the chat room. I looked down and lost my place. And since
I just saw the one that says, you know, you want a little girl to even out the numbers in your house, Mandy.
Oh, that's just wrong. Who cursed me? Where was she?
Mandy, put the voodoo doll down.
I will get girl fish. I will somehow figure out a way to tell the sex of the fish, and I will buy nothing but girls. And then, woo!
Well, I have no luck in that. I've got all three boys, you know, husband. The only thing that's female around me is the dog and the horses.
You know what?
It's
I'll come
like
over your
up.
House. We can have tea together, and we'll count as female.
There we go.
We just got a new question in the chat room, and I'm pretty sure it's for Melissa, not Michelle. Michelle and Mandy, for those of you joining us, are the hosts of the show. Melissa is our guest author / psychic joining us.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to know, can you comment on the orbs she's been seeing the past year or more? And that would be Melissa, not Michelle, so we can clarify.
First, I know it's easy
to get us confused. The 3 M's.
Yeah.
First, can she tell me where is she seeing them? Is she seeing them just around her, or are they showing up in photographs? If she could type that in, then I'll be happy to answer that.
Oh, and also
it's okay.
It's okay. I just wanted to clarify that there were three of us here.
Yeah.
Am I being too quiet?
No, I was actually going to tell Melissa to make note in the chat room that Perilous has said that that she was commenting on the interesting fact that 4 to 5 month period falls in her Cali trip. She thought that was very interesting. Yeah.
That's really going to be a party. So California in 4 to 5 months. You there, Mandy?
Yeah.
Wait, no. People are getting pregnant.
Don't drink the water in California in 4 to 5 months. Okay, now Tully says she's got bright sparks with her eye, which show up as orbs in and out of the house. Shows up in as orbs on the photos as well.
Okay, I have one more thing I want to clarify before I answer this. When you see the bright sparks, does it look like it moves by, or you just see brightness and then you see the round orb? Because depending on which you answer will depend on what that is. The orbs in photos, I can go ahead and talk about that while we're waiting for to talk about the other. Orbs in photos, now, I'm very skeptical of things, and I always look for a reason that's not of a paranormal nature when I'm investigating things. If the orb, you got to make sure it's not just a piece of dust, or it's not a snowflake, or it's not rain, or it's not, you know, any of the number of things that it could be. When you see a round orb, and sometimes you can see, like, little faces inside the orbs, you can see, like, eyes and a mouth, what that is spirit. That's just, you're able to take the picture of them as they're passing by. It could be someone that is, you know, in your house, that recently passed. They're just checking on you. It could be that someone is just passing through that you may not even know, but in that one moment in time, you've captured them on film. One way to really tell whether or not it's, well, I've always noticed that if you can see a face in there, that's probably more likely that it's a spirit. Sometimes you won't, but you can just tell from the shape. It's going to be perfectly round. If it's not really perfectly round, then it may not be an orb. It might be dust, you know.
Now, I have a question for you, myself, personally.
Okay.
And I actually thought of you the other day when I was getting this really strange vibe. Not that you equal strange vibes in my mind.
Of course, I equal strange vibes. What are you talking about?
Something's weird here. I'm calling Melissa. She has my Ghostbuster.
She's going to start blocking us. You know that, Mandy, right?
Totally.
No,
she's probably got us on alert, like the bat phone at her house, and it beeps, like the signal of
no.
Vibes. Yeah. Now, okay, as of late, I don't want to do the mind over matter thing, but as of late, I've had this very bizarre feeling about going into our garage. And I'm not one who's really scared of much, but I feel like I get in there and I want to just get the hell out of there. And I don't understand where that would come from.
There's a transient in there. You just need to tell them to leave.
Okay. Yeah, I actually probably wasn't that nice when I was talking to myself out there, which my husband assumed I was talking to myself, but I was actually like, I don't know what you are or what, but stop looking at me. It's creeping me out. It's egging me out, man.
Yeah, just tell them to leave.
Worse.
yeah, it's just a spirit that was passing by that stopped off in your garage. You just need to tell them to leave. And I'll send a message too on over, so hopefully they'll just head on out of there. If you feel like that the next time you go in, mm-hmm. just say, look, I didn't invite you here. You're not welcome here. You need to leave because I have free will and you have to abide by what I say. Now go because it's my house.
I'm in a
and as long as you're firm about it, you know, they'll leave.
Yeah, I don't care that my husband laughs at me and thinks I'm weird, but I swear to you, very oppressive feeling. And then it's been kind of like eking its way into the house in that area.
Yeah,
like,
no. Just tell them they got to get the hell out now because you're not going to allow that.
That works with me. Okay, we have a caller. Let me go ahead to the line here. And if I haven't
seen
you ahead of time, I apologize. Hi, welcome to Raven Radio. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Donna, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Okay.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. I was just calling. I feel as if I have some mediumistic psychic abilities, and I've been trying to develop them. I'm wondering if you ladies have any suggestions on exercises or anything I could do to help speed up the process a little.
Yeah, practice. Practice, like when the phone rings, don't look at your caller ID. See if you know who it is before you go to the phone.
Okay.
Any time that there are any psychics on TV, one thing I used to do, because at this time I was at home and I had little kids. I mean, they were babies then, and I was working out of the house. So any time Sylvia Brown was on anything, I would watch her, and then I would try to answer before she could answer to see if my answer would match hers.
Right.
And I would keep score. So it was like I was competing. Excuse me, I was competing with myself to see how accurate I was against what she was saying.
Right.
And it kind of surprised me, you know, the results that I received. So, you know, practice, read as much as you can get your hands on, and don't just read, like, one type of book.
Right.
You're clairvoyant. You're also empathic. and you also hear, clairaudient. You hear things. Sometimes when you hear it, it seems far away. Or have you ever had it when somebody just says, Donna, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's spirit trying to get your attention. So just read as much as you can on a wide variety of topics and take what makes sense to you right now and try to make it your own. And I would try to go with not so much dry material. If you can find books that you can really, like, relate to, try those. There's a lot of good books on the market and really good psychics out there, you know, right now that could give you, you know, really good advice.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Okay, we have another caller on the line.
Oh, cool.
Hi, welcome to Raven Radio. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Jason. I'm calling from Florida, actually Deltona, Florida. I have my own paranormal investigation group. I had a question for you. Now, I have a medium in my group, and my question to you is, what is the difference between a medium, a psychic? You know, there's an exact difference. You got precog, you've got all kinds of different psychic gifts.
Right.
And what is the difference? Can you explain to me the difference between a medium?
A medium is someone who can connect with spirit. They can see spirit that has passed on, like loved ones that have passed on. A psychic, a clairvoyant, may not see and be able to communicate with the spirit, but they may just get impressions about a place. They might sense something about a place. Like with me, I have both abilities. So sometimes I may sense something, but then somebody will appear too.
Right. So, yeah, the only reason I ask that is because my lead medium is, she's actually my girlfriend too. So I want to kind of understand what she's going through. Myself, I personally, I think I have my gift is being able to read minds, be able to read what you're thinking, because I do that a lot, and I'm usually correct, but I think it's wrong in my head, so I don't say anything to anybody, but then I find out it's actually true. What I'm thinking is what they're actually thinking. So,
right. You just need to trust that ability more. And that's one of the things that's, like, really difficult when you have abilities. It's to learn to trust yourself that what you sense is right. I know with me, when I first started understanding my abilities, I would say, you know, I do a reading and I would say, you know, that's got to be wrong. And I would change it to something else. But I learned very quickly that I needed to go with my first impression because that was the one that was always right. And every single time I changed it, I always changed it to something wrong. Regarding being a medium and what that feels like, excuse me, it feels different to different people. I know for me, there's only been a few times that I've seen manifestation. Most of the times what I see is, in my mind's eye, the person will appear, I'll see exactly how they're dressed, what they look like, I'll smell if there's a certain scent around them, and I just listen to them talk. And it's kind of like if you're thinking in your mind, say if you're trying to sort out a problem, how that feels to be thinking. Well, that's how it feels to me, only I'm not the one thinking, I'm listening to them speak. So, but it feels like thinking, but it's coming from an outside source. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it's not you actually thinking, it's them channeling through you.
Well, not really channeling. Channeling is something different. Channeling is when you allow that spirit to take over your body and speak through you, and I don't do that. Just because I'm too much of a...
Neither does my girlfriend. She won't do that. She's so against channeling. She loves being a medium, but at times she says it's frustrating because she goes to investigation with us, and if it's haunted, there's a lot of spirits or activity talking to her at once, and it's kind of frustrating to her.
Yeah, I just got to say, wait your turn, one at a time.
And really, seriously,
because that's the only way. You really have to just take control and say, okay, you can wait. And as soon as I'm done with this person, then I'll talk to you. And they'll respect that because you can't talk to you. Just tune them out, you know. That's what I would do if it's getting to be too much. Just tell them they got to wait their turn.
Yeah.
Now, Jason, I want you to, if you can, go ahead and email Raven because we'd love to do a little blog feature on your group down there, your paranormal investigation group.
Yeah.
Where are you at in Florida?
We're in Deltona, Florida. It's actually between Daytona and...
Right. We were there. I actually got I got lost in Deltona on my way to...
really?
On my way to Daytona from Orlando area. I got lost there, and it took forever for me to find my way out. But, Yeah, very
that's very,
very
interesting.
Place.
Yeah, I'm down South Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
No, but yeah. Definitely get a hold of us. We'd love to.
I have an important question for Jason.
Okay.
Can I have a job?
Michelle's dream is to do paranormal investigations.
Actually, I mean, we're looking for people right now because we've got a crew of six right now,
mm-hmm.
but we're always looking for more people because I want to expand. I want to have two investigations going on in one night and just come together the next day and go over evidence. So,
you better be
careful always...
or I will be packed and moved to Florida by tomorrow. My family will be looking for me going, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Well, her computer's left on.
Yeah, definitely email us so we can get a blog feature going and possibly get you scheduled for you and some of the members of your group to come on and talk to us live here.
Awesome.
And if you want to email me too, you can. I'll put a link to your site over on my psychic reading site.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a website up too, lscparanormalsociety.org. That's
okay. Well, go to just send me an email. The easiest place to find me is Melissa melissaa.com, and that'll take you to my author site. Or you can go to apsychichaven.com, and that's my psychic reading site. But
okay.
Email me at either one of those places, and, you know, I'd be happy to link to you or whatever. And if you guys, I do a show, too, which is, like, on Fridays.
Yes.
So if you ever want to be on there, just send me an email about that, too.
Sounds good.
Excellent.
Okay,
well, thank you
thanks
very much for calling.
I appreciate it, yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And okay. We do have another question. It's been kind of on there for a while, and we apologize that we didn't get to it right away. But from Mary Ann,
mm-hmm.
she wants to know if the personal stress happening in her life will be positively resolved. And I wanted to make sure we got to her before we got to
yeah, there's 8 minutes left, so we have to kind of, you know, do the...
Okay, what was the question again?
It's from Mary Ann, and she wants to know, will the personal stress happening in her life right now be positively resolved?
Yes. But don't. She's going to get very frustrated before it's over, and you need to be careful who you're talking to, because somebody that you're talking to is relaying what you're saying. They're not keeping it confidential. They're relaying what you're saying to somebody else. Just keep quiet about things to other people, and you'll find it'll resolve faster instead of taking longer. If you know, I hate to say don't trust in a friend, but, you know, right now it's better just to keep your mouth shut till this passes.
Yeah, and also, if this is a Marianne, I believe it might be, I wanted to just throw out, and she'll know what I'm talking about here, I think you have something very good there, and thank you for sending it to me, and I really hope you pursue what you're doing there. I think definitely. So... thank you. She'll know what I'm talking about if it's her. If it's not, ignore me. I'm obviously psycho. Okay. Moving on.
Crazy. It's fine.
Let's see. Speaking of vibes, this is Perlis again. Speaking of vibes, there's sometimes when she feels like there's something in the room at night so bad that she can't move and she's petrified. You know, I guess,
then she just needs to tell whatever it is to go away. What I'm sensing about this is that, one, there's fear on her part when sometimes there's nothing there, and it's in her head. Okay, not that that's a bad thing. It's sometimes there are things there, and sometimes they're not. The way you can tell the difference if it's just if it feels like it's coming from the corner top corner of the room where the ceiling hits the top of the walls, then something's there. If you don't feel it coming from there, but you just feel like, then it may just be you worrying. And you, either way, just say, you need to leave because you're bugging me and I don't want you around. And ask the spirit to move on. And they really have to respect that. If you ask nicely and they don't respond, then yell at them. Tell them to go. Okay?
I always see things in my mind that if I start yelling at things I think are there and they don't want to go, that the next thing I know, like, some big pail is going to fly at me and knock me out.
No. Well, and, you know, you don't always have to speak it out loud. I mean, you can do it telepathically. You can do it in your mind. They know what you're thinking, what you're saying. Just tell
okay,
them to
now
get
I'm
out of here. You know,
annoyed.
Well, if you have people, like, you know, if you've got people over and all of a sudden you sent somebody in there, you don't want to start screaming at the wall in front of somebody.
I don't
know.
I don't have a filter between my brain.
So,
I'm just worried
you know,
about them
and,
reading
and
my
a
mind.
Lot of times when you can tell that it's actually spirit and not your own imagination, because it'll feel like somebody's looking over your shoulder, you know, and it feels like it comes from above. And when you feel that, you know, if I've had that happen sometimes, and I know it's just somebody that's trying to give me a message to pass it along, mm-hmm. but there's been times I've gone into houses, like when we were looking to buy a house, and I feel that, and I'm like, oh, no, I ain't buying this. Let's get out of here. Because, you know, you could just tell if it's menacing or if it's not. And if it is menacing, you want it to get it, you know, away from you. You don't want it to hang around.
Yeah, let's play cards. Yeah, no.
I know, right?
Now, Leela would like to know if you foresee another pregnancy for her.
Who is that, Leela?
Mm-hmm.
Not this year, next year.
Excellent.
And I think we've got all the questions. If not, feel free to retype them, and we will make sure we get to them again. Melissa's website was www.melissaa.com, so that's Melissa with two A's.
Mm-hmm.
And
apsychichaven.com is
the site. Thank you. I was like Psychic Haven, but I can't.
Yeah, apsychichaven. Yeah, I had, you know, the domain name Psychic Haven, and then it got taken, you know, it expired, and then I'm like, oh, well, you know, I had that thing for years. So in the last 14 years, I think it started with psychicmelissa.com, then it went to psychichaven.com, and now it's apsychichaven.com, and I've paid it up in advance. So hopefully I'll have that one a while.
Now, we should tell everyone that Melissa will be joining us again, I believe in March. Is it March 12th
mm-hmm.
that we decide? Okay, she'll be joining us again then to talk about her newest release, and if we can twist her arm again, hopefully then.
Oh, of course, I'll do readings.
Awesome.
You don't even have to twist my arm.
But we like to.
Yes,
it makes it feel powerful.
Yeah, it feels very touchy.
Real quick, I just saw Tully wants to know, how did I pick up that she's clairvoyant and empathic? I'm reading her energy. I feel that about her. So that's how I know.
Excellent. And big thank you for everyone for calling in and for coming into the
yes,
chat.
Thank you
and
so
thank
much.
You to Melissa for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun. I had a great time.
We need to also say that next week we're going to have Desiree Holt on. And that should be a lot of fun. We should talk about
and
some sexy books.
If anybody has questions that they want to email us before next week, either for myself, Mandy, or Desiree, you can email us at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com. That way, if you can't be here or, you know, if you want to ask in advance and make sure we get to the question, you can go ahead and do that.
Yes.
And we will be happy to get it on the air. And it doesn't matter what it's about. You can ask about Mandy's hair again. That is fine. You know what? Actually, you know, email Michelle. Michelle_pillow@yahoo.com if Mandy does not answer your questions. And I will ask her personally on air for you.
I'll just be like, what? I never saw it. Cyber Owl ate it. What?
We will not be answering questions about new chapters for Raven.
Okay. And also, I want to let you know, Melissa, that you have a really beautiful gift. And they say, take care and God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I do my best to share it with everyone. So.
Yeah. And you know what? She is such a nice person, too. In addition to everything she can do, Melissa's just such a nice person. You get that when you talk to her. You just feel incredible warmth about her, which is great.
Thanks.
You feel like you've known her forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's just me.
Yeah, people don't get that off me. I don't know why.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
It's more a feeling of what you're reading. Don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Michelle, before we go, we should probably mention that you were nominated for the Brava contest.
Yay!
And the voting in that opens soon, and it would be great if people went over and just, you know, read through all the entries and find the ones you like and, you know, vote for them. That would be great.
Yeah, the Reader's Choice Awards for that, for, you know, you pick your favorite excerpts, starts January 21st, I believe. You have to go to the Brava Contest Forum, and you can get there from the front page of my website, michellepillow.com. And just, you know, you can read through the entries now. They're all up, and kind of choose your favorite. You don't have to vote for me. If you do, thank you. I love it. But, you know, just go there, show support to the authors, vote, and I believe you do have to be a member of the forum, but it's free, real fast, easy. Just sign up. And you can just, you know, sign up, vote, and then leave. It's fine.
Yes, that works. Also, Michelle and I will hang out for just a little bit longer in the chat room before we, you know, go. And that we want to thank everybody for joining us and putting up with us and our technical difficulties, which have become a norm. Thank you, and we will see you next week at 11 a.m.
Okay. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye, Melissa.